Chapter 17, Staff Development.
Training is a very important part of making changes in services. Staff, service users and carers should all be included in training. Training can
change the way people think about their organisation and their work.
Introduce new ideas.
Help people develop new skills.
Make it easy to change services.
There should be a training plan which says what training will be done and how it will be done.
What training needs to be done?
It is important to find out what skills people will need for the new service. Ask people what they think their training needs are. It is important to organise training which people need, not just about things they already know.
Including service users and carers.
It might be necessary to run training for service users or carers in the evenings or at weekends. Send out letters to make sure the service users and carers know the training is available. Service users and carers might find it helpful for trainers to visit them and explain what the training is and why it might be useful.
Different ways of training.
Conferences are good for getting everyone together and collecting people's ideas, but many people find it hard to speak up in a large group. Training which runs over several days is good for helping people work as a team and for learning new skills. Workshops are also good for helping people learn new skills. They are usually for 1 or 2 days.
Was the training successful?
At the end of the training session, it is important to ask participants what they thought. Good training can be a great help to staff, service users and carers, and it does not have to cost a lot of money, but it does require support from all those who want to change services for the better.